You're listening to SBS News.
As countries around the world try to contain the spread of coronavirus, Australians have been told to maintain social distancing and practice good hygiene. But for people living in immigration detention centres, following the guidelines isn't so simple. The Public Interest Advocacy Centre has filed a group complaint with the Commonwealth Ombudsman for 13 men in Australian immigration facilities who fear an outbreak of COVID-19 would be impossible to control. The centre's chief executive, Jonathan Hunyor, says an urgent inspection of the facilities is needed.
We've had concerns for some time about conditions in immigration detention, which we know are overcrowded and are a real hotspot potentially for the spread of COVID-19. The concerns have been raised by leading infectious diseases and disease infection prevention and control experts, and yet the government hasn't moved to try to reduce the numbers in those centres, including alternative places of detention.
The 13 asylum seekers come from a number of countries, including Bangladesh, Egypt and Iraq, and are based in detention facilities across Australia, including at Villawood in Sydney and in Perth. Mr Hunyor says all of the men have serious health conditions, including diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, cancer and asthma.
So we've got 5 people sharing a room in Perth. We've got 12 people sharing a bathroom in Villawood. We've got people using shared dining facilities, so they can't do the things that the rest of the community have been told we have to do to keep us safe.
The Advocacy Centre is calling on the government to transfer at-risk detainees into community accommodation. George Newhouse, Chief Executive of the National Justice Project and Adjunct Professor of Law at Macquarie University, says Australia should follow the lead of other countries.
Even countries like Iran are releasing tens of thousands of prisoners and detainees as a result of this crisis. Indonesia's released over 30,000. And you're seeing the opposite in the United States, where no action is being taken and prisons are now rife with the virus.
Social justice lawyer Jennifer Cannis from law firm Maurice Blackburn is backing the campaign. She says Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has the power to release the detainees.
People in immigration detention are there for one reason only, and that is because they are waiting for their visas to be processed. We're calling on Peter Dutton to move people into the community where they will be safer, where the community will be safer.
Ms Cannis says the group is also considering launching legal action if no progress is made. SBS News has contacted the Department of Home Affairs for comment. And you can keep up with the latest on the coronavirus pandemic at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.